In Rapture Blister Burn at NC Stage, Rebecca Morris stars as a strong, independent woman quick to stand her ground. In many respects, she's the woman Morris wishes to be.
Rousseau said the same thing in the 1700s. He said, men will not marry for love, but they will marry for vanity.
So in the rehearsal process, you know, there was a lot of drawing that out of Rebecca, because that's another one of those things that, you know, your own, like your personal power or potency or whatever, standing on my own 2 feet and standing my ground and speaking my mind, whether I think people are going to agree with me or not, is very difficult for me to do.
Morris lives with her husband in Marshall, North Carolina, but she hasn't lacked for big roles. She has starred in more than 25 plays and a dozen small independent films. She's also appeared on the TV shows Sleepy Hollow and Drop Dead Diva. Her voice even made it onto an episode of House of Cards. Morris turned 40 this week, and like many approaching that mile marker, Morris couldn't help looking back at the forks in the road she wouldn't or couldn't take.
You know, a lot of it was like being afraid of going out into a big city and failing and being swallowed up by all of the other people pursuing that thing. But I still had that, you know, little girl dream of like, I'm going to be on the red carpet, I'm going to have all these Oscars, you know, all this stuff. But I never made the choices that are really required to like seriously put you on the track for that to happen.
Morris grew up one of five girls along with two brothers and carries memories of a happy, stable home in Dover, Delaware. All her sisters went into acting, and Morris yearned to distinguish herself.
So it's like that drive to be unique and stand out in some way, and I think that just kind of translated into always like this concern over perception. What are people going to think of me? And, you know, that has really boxed me in for a great deal of my life, and that's something I'm trying to get out of.
In 2002, Morris hiked nearly the entire Appalachian Trail and along the way met the man she eventually married. As with many couples where one is an artist, there's been tension in the marriage around Morris's prospects for earning consistent money as an actress. So for the past year, Morris has worked for her husband's solar energy business, cold calling potential customers. It's part compromise, part financial necessity.
He's very supportive, but there was this desperation around it, and it just made everything feel so small and crunchy and awful. I cannot really write a business plan that I can follow exactly. He was like, write out the steps. And I'm like, okay, I can do that and have guidelines, but it's just, there's only so much in my control. And so it was just a very challenging dynamic. And it's still a work in progress, because I think I still have that like habit of, as an actor, being like, here's an opportunity, yes, I'll take it, and then being like, oh right, we were supposed to talk maybe a little bit first, but you know what I mean.
Morris earns at least union scale whenever she performs. Still, her agent questioned the wisdom of committing to Rapture Blister Burn, which would mean turning down any potential offers for more lucrative work.
But for me at this point, theater is, you know, really where you get the meaty, juicy, you can really dig in kind of stuff, and I've just been missing that.
And this show in particular is speaking to Morris about her own life. The character she portrays is about her age, and like Morris, finds herself questioning corners of life she hadn't doubted before.
The subject matter of this play is, you know, very much involving middle age crisis kind of stuff. Part of the reason why I'm still acting is just that I think it keeps me kind of face to face with all the things that I feel like I'm still working on as a human being.
So Morris continues hunting for that sweet spot of contentment between a vital career, economic stability, and harmony at home.
I used to think balance, you know, because that's right. That's what you think balance. You think well-rounded life, and it feels like a place that you come to and you stay there. But no, I mean, that's death. I'm interested in being open to all the possibilities and actually seeing the possibilities as opposed to obstacles. That's a big project for me, but in the moments where I'm like, hey, I think I just did that thing, it's pretty wonderful.
Rapture Blister Burn runs through November 19th at NC Stage in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.